38. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This is going to be a lot of fun, class. I'm really looking forward to this broadcast, class. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live. High atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. There's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. Podcasts right here are free. Just go to the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and there are well over 150 of us, probably 200 of us now, at USAPrepares.com, experts in various areas, engineers, surgeons, broadcasters, medical doctors, dentists, innovators, farmers, physicists, researchers. Hardly any of us can hold a job. And we seem to be persons of interest by those in the federal government. Dave is producing your syndicated worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you so much, Dave. And there's a meetup Monday, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri. Survival Organic Gardening. Survival Organic Gardening. So we're looking forward to seeing you at Ziggy's. Information is on the website. Today, we have a really interesting broadcast. With us is Chief Cloud Piler of the Nemenha Congregation of Indigenous Peoples. And, we've used many terms to describe the Indigenous Peoples. When I was studying in elementary school in the 1950s, the term Indian was used, and then it became Native American, and now it's Indigenous. So with us today is Chief Cloud Piler, and I'll spell that for you, C-L-O-U-D-P-I-L-E-R. That's one word. Welcome, Chief Cloud Piler.
Oh, I'm honored to be here.
Chief, you are a dear friend of Dr. Norman Shealy's, and I'll just let the class know that you and I met at his farm, and at his institute on his farm, and we had lunch together. It was a great time, and I'm so glad that we met. And let's talk about this. When Mrs. Fennelli and I were driving through the Missouri Ozark Mountains, and we got to Dr. Shealy's farm road, there was a sign that welcomed. It welcomed some of us and kind of was a warning to the rest of us. And then when you got right up to his building, there was another sign that welcomed some of us and was a warning to the rest of us. Can you tell us what that was about?
Well, Norm Shealy is a minister of the Native American Church, Native American Church of the Nemenha. Excuse me. And folks don't realize that Congress way back in 98 doesn't sound like much way back, but, kind of a while ago, the Congress passed a law that absolutely protected the establishment and free exercise of a person's religion, and they passed another law that protected the actual premises or the property. And this law, these two laws were so strong that they have been assailed over and over since then, and they've been amended and modified and strengthened, but they've been kept in place to the point where they're now particularly by, you know, by reference added to the federal code. So not only are they, acts of Congress, but they are law of the land. They're statutory. And so Norm, he applied the principle that if you own a law, if you can, I think you said earlier, if you can't carry a thing, you don't own it. But the same thing applies to the law. If you don't accept it, if you don't apply it in your life, then you really can't claim to own it. So on my recommendation, he created a sign, and the sign, you know, pretty much puts everybody on notice. And that means anybody in federal government, state government, county, municipal, and in addition, anybody else acting under color of law. And what he did on that sign was he, as you said, he welcomed some, and he put others on notice that there is a law, and, you know, that the land is set aside. It is dedicated and set aside for religious use. Now, in the law that was written, it's very, very, very simple law. It was written for folks who, you know, didn't get past the ninth grade. And it simply states that government may not substantially burden the exercise of, or the establishment or free exercise of a person's religion unless, or even when that burden results from a rule of general applicability. Now, that's pretty sound and solid stuff. It goes on to express two exceptions to the law. One is that government can burden your religious practice or the land on which you practice if the burden constitutes the furtherance of a compelling interest. And the second exception is only if government has established that the burden is the least restrictive furtherance of the compelling interest. Pretty strong stuff. And so when a person puts up that sign and states the governing law, it notifies anybody who's been sent out to your property to do whatever they think is appropriate that they have to now go back to their supervisor, and their supervisor has to go back to the Attorney General and find out what this means to them. They can't just act upon orders anymore. They've been placed on notice. And that's important. That's very, very important under the law, because if they act on their own volition after being placed on notice, they are personally responsible for the outcome, and there's no legal immunity. And I know that especially law enforcement and government agents do not like to act where there is no legal immunity. And that's the importance of it. You take up the law. You recognize it, you apply it in your life, you own it, it is yours. And that's what Norm did. And I'm very proud of him for doing that, and I want all of our membership and ministers to do that.
That, you know, that's the coolest thing. It basically says, when you approach the property, it says that it's sacred ground.
And, it does. It's a sacred site, and sacred sites are, you know, they're protected by the government. But it also understands that the agents that are sent out to do whoever's bidding, will you, nil you, are not educated in the law. It also demands that they have to go back and they have to get the advice and counsel and direct orders from somebody who does know the law. And that's important, because we don't realize as citizens that, well, say, for example, in our county, most of our 12 sheriff's deputies, you know, are barely high school educated. Most of them have their GEDs, but that's about it. So for you to expect them to know every single element of the law and know when they are actually breaking the law by coming onto a piece of property or disturbing you in your religious practice, it's unrealistic to expect them to know it. They will act on their orders without knowing the law. And they can do that freely because of legal immunity. But if you place notice, mm-hmm. You're saying this is a sacred site. You walk on this sacred site, you know, only in a restricted manner, only in the manner in which the law says that you can. So you had better know. And so they have to go back and they have to seek counsel.
So let me see if I've got this right. I can say that, look, we're going to have to have your boss check this out before you can come on the property, and he's going to have to check with his boss, and she's going to have to check with her boss, and up and up and up the ladder. Ultimately, it lands on Eric Holder's desk, right, the Attorney General? We can say, yeah, so...
You know, what is even more simple is that before anything else is said, you ask the officer's permission to walk with them back to the sign. And then you point at the sign and you say, can you read this? And when they read it, you say, you are now on notice. And they know what being placed on notice means.
That is the coolest thing. And to date, Dr. Shealy says some... he speaks his mind. He is not afraid of anyone or anything. And to date, you know, I don't think he's been arrested yet. I don't think he has. I really don't. And I don't even think the police have gone onto his property, as far as I know. That's really neat. So I'm going to put my sign, take a picture of it and put it on the internet. I'm really looking forward to it. Now, what about publishing? For example, they say that, if you want to, keep people from trespassing on your property, you can legally notify them by publishing it in the paper, no trespassing on the ABC farm at X address in, you know, at this city, state, county. Now, is that something that could be published once and be done with it because now it's public information?
Well, it's public information, but that's really only in the interest of getting evidence for a later court case. It doesn't prevent anybody from coming on your property because, obviously, we can't expect every law enforcement officer, for example, to have read that article or the advertisement. You'd have to keep it in advertisement into perpetuity.
Mm.
And then you'd have to... That implies that every law enforcement officer reads the paper that you read. So that there is some merit in that only for when you are in court later and you say, but, you know, good honor.
Hold that thought. Chief Cloud Parlor in the Manha. We'll be right back. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors, 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparedUs.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparedUs.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options. options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about indigenous medicine. Chief Cloud Piler is with us, and I'll spell that for you, C-L-O-U-D-P-I-L-E-R, Cloud Piler. Chief Cloud Piler of Namenha is with us, and we're talking about spiritual adoption. Chief, I am of 100% Italian heritage. I was born in this country, but my grandparents on both sides were Italian, and I can be considered for spiritual adoption and become a Native American medicine man, correct?
That is correct.
And you had a series, a 1 week long training session, at Namenha, and you and Dr. Norman Shealy were there, and one of our instructors' wives, she happens to be in the medical profession, she has been spiritually adopted, and she is not of indigenous blood. So how does that work? Can you tell us about the spiritual adoption?
The spiritual adoption is our term, the term that we have used in the Namenha, and it is synonymous and analogous with the ceremony of making relations, and there are similar ceremonies found among all of the indigenous religions of North and Central and South America, and probably, to be honest, all around the world. Adoption is one of the oldest laws, you know, on the books, on any books. And it was the custom of most of the Native American indigenous peoples to, rather than kill an enemy's family, if there was a war and the family was left, rather than kill the family, they would adopt them. They would actually take them in. Now, out on the eastern seaboard and up in the Great Lakes, there were slave maker nations. But even in that case, the people that were taken captives were usually adopted at some point. Out in the West, where I come from, it's actually a declaration of intention that qualifies a person to be accepted and taken into a family relationship. A relation, making of relations, was a ceremony that was very, very common. In fact, my grandmother, who was actually blood kin of Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce, was taken up and also spiritually adopted by him, just to take away all doubt in the matter. So it was a very, very common practice, and it's a religious practice, so it's one that can't be regulated, can't be substantially burdened by government, unless, it, like we said before, unless it constitutes, the burden constitutes compelling interest, and government compelling interest is, you know, somewhat difficult to define. So it's certainly not something that the government is going to be at all interested in regulating. Now, if a person is claiming that they're a member of a recognized, an enrolled member of a recognized tribe, that's a government entity. That's a federal government entity. So you're going to have to abide by those rules. But the Namenha is a convocation of many tribes, of many tribal peoples. We are a traditional organization of, you know, represented by many tribes, and so we don't pick and choose one being the most important. And membership is by spiritual adoption, by declaration of intention, and by ceremony of making children, or making relations, rather. And so in the historical custom and tradition of the people, blood quanta doesn't make any difference. The Native American peoples never saw blood quanta as an issue. It wasn't until it was made an issue by federal government that they even knew what anybody was talking about when they said quanta. So it's relatively speaking, blood quanta or blood relationship is a new thing, and a legal thing when it comes to enrolled members of recognized tribes. But in terms of religion, it's absolutely meaningless. We make relations through ceremony. And that's how Norm became a medicine man, and that's how of our members, whether they have Indian blood or not, become members of and medicine people of the Namenha.
Chief Cloudpiler, I'm Vin Finelli. He will be at the Get Prepared Expo. That's July 19 and 20, coming up pretty soon. And I'm going to ask him, what's my status with Namenha when we come back in just a minute.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events, or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you're gonna get a chance to meet Chief Cloudpiler at the Get Prepared Expo. That's in about 2 weeks, July 19, 20, and 21. Chief, can you let us know what my status is with Nemenha?
Well, your statuses were still technically waiting for your written application for a request for spiritual adoption. But you and I spoke of this, and I measured your commitment and dedication and the intent of your heart. And so as far as I'm concerned, your status has been approved, and you are you're only waiting for your package that actually gives you documentation stating that you are a medicine man and minister of the Native American Church of Namenha and the Namenha traditional organization. So that makes you a tihet, your official calling in the old language. That makes you a minister of the religion. And so that's where you are. Of course, you know, you would have to show that evidence if somebody were to, you know, from a government agency or acting under color of law, came up to you and tried to, you know, restrict or burden the practice of your religion. So you do need to have those documents. But as far as I'm concerned, you are already a medicine man of the Namenha.
Chief, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Now, if someone wants to become a medicine man or a medicine woman, what is the relationship with them having to follow the government edict of Obamacare? Since we have the freedom of practicing our religion, if our religion does not coincide with the practice of Obamacare, what is our responsibility, or is there no responsibility to follow that edict?
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that Obamacare is what's by nature is what's known as a rule of general applicability, and that's why everybody has to abide by it, or so it states or tries to imply, because of its nature as a rule of general applicability. But realize that the a preeminent law sets aside all rules of general applicability, you know, until the government has determined that it is the least restrictive furtherance of its compelling interest. Now, with regard to the government itself and with regard to Indian tribes and Native American peoples, they have already established that the least restrictive furtherance is that it's not required. You know, the law itself says that, you know, none of this applies to enrolled members of Native American tribes or Indian tribes, either whether they're, you know, recognized by the state or recognized by individual states. The least restrictive furtherance is no furtherance at all. And so, you know, those of us who have the guts to stand up and say, this is a burden upon the practice of my religion. You know, if you're able to stand up and say that, then the government has to step forward and say, well, you know, no, it isn't. And then as a minister of the Native American Church, you have the backing of the officers of the church. Affidavits of fact would be filed, and absolutely the government could not impeach your statement. And that means that you would follow the least restrictive furtherance, which the government has already prescribed, and that is no responsibility. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it certainly does. So,
you know, they make their own rules, and we have to follow the rules, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm delighted to know that I do not have to follow their edict. And, Chief, if someone were interested in becoming one of us, what can you tell us what the training, the obligations, the commitment, can you share with our class what that is like? I know that one of our instructors' wives spent a week with you, and or the better part of a week, and she was grinning from ear to ear that she is a Native American medicine woman. She came to the farmhouse and she told us that. So what are the steps that a person would go through? I know the steps I went through, but what about, can you share that with us?
Well, Well, first of all, we ask anybody who's interested in investigating the Nemenha organization, we ask them first to read our Constitution. And, you know, you kind of have to be on the same page. We want that to happen so that 6 months down the line, you know, you read it and you say, oh, wait a minute, I don't agree with that, and, you know, cause problems. But if a person is in step with the mission of the Nemenha, then we invite them to make a request for adoption. Now, the request for adoption is a covenant document. In it, you make declarations of intention, and first is that you will first do no harm, and that's easy enough to do. And then you'll also be mentored. You agree to be to participate in chapters where they exist and to be mentored and learn your duty through the uniform curriculum that teaches you, you know, the basics of the Nemenha ministry. Now, the basics of the Nemenha ministry doesn't dictate your belief systems, but there are certain things that are common to us all that we need to be conversant in, whether we either use them in our individual ministry or not. And then we also make a dedicated effort to support the program with what is called the sacred giveaway, because no program is self-funded unless you fall upon some really, really rich person. And to be honest with you, we have never done that. So we ask, as all Native American religions do, we ask for the individual to make a sacred giveaway. And that's a donation offering that they decide on, being guided by their own belief systems, their own great spirit or creator, and we ask them to manage that themselves. Aside from that, we do ask them to actively minister. You can't just say that you're a minister and then do nothing. That's not a defensible position, and so we do ask our member ministers to keep themselves in a defensible position. So there is some commitment, there is some obligation. Not a difficult thing to do, but certainly the benefits derived from those obligations are great, and so I think the trade-off is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I absolutely agree. So at the expo, you'll be presenting a seminar. When someone leaves your seminar, will they have an understanding, a greater understanding of Nemenha and who we are and what we do? And do you think they'll be able to make a decision whether they want to become part of Nemenha after meeting with you in your seminar at the Get Prepared Expo?
Well, I did participate in the last one, and that was the report given to me by several people, that they gained enough from that presentation to be able to go to our website, understand the information, and make a qualified decision that wasn't emotion-based. Mm-hmm. Now, I really don't want decisions made based on, you know, emotion or buying behavior. This is, mm-hmm. this is not a purchase that you're making. It's a life change. Mm-hmm. And so we want people to make qualified decisions. And from the presentations that I gave at the last expo, the report has been favorable, that they felt like they got information that was valuable for them to be able to make a qualified decision.
Chief, you mentioned life change. Now, for many of us, it really is just continuous of our lives, the way we live them. So, for example, for me, I don't plan on doing any harm. I plan on helping people. I plan on sharing information and knowledge and things that I've learned. I mean, that's what I do. So and Dr. Shealy is exactly the same way. But we need, you know, but we're going to continue our education. And this is something that, this is not just an exam that we study for and pass an exam, for example, and get our certificate. It's not like that. It's lifelong, absolutely lifelong. It does not stop.
It is, and there's really only two ways that a person, there are some provisions for the Nemenha to be able to, you know, to identify bad people and chuck them out. There's always provisions like that. But to be expelled from the Nemenha, you have to breach the covenants that you originally make. And you have to do it in an injurious and harmful way. And then it's not a matter of, like, being excommunicated from some other church. The effect is greater than that. The officials have to make a funeral ceremony in order to remove a person. So it is a lifelong pursuit. It's a lifelong commitment. And I have to state that it's not dogmatic in its approach. The Nemenha does not try and micromanage everybody's belief systems. That's not what we're about. We're about unifying through diversity, taking everyone's diverse belief systems and, you know, and making a community that works together and associates together and loves and protects each other.
Chief, can you share with us the fivefold mission? Our fivefold mission?
Sure. The Great Council has identified, the Great Council of the Nemenha has identified the mission of the Nemenha organization as being simply to heal the individual, to heal the family, to heal the community, to heal society, and to heal the planet. And that means the actual physical planet. So we go from the individual physical body to the global physical body. This was done in an effort to, you know, find the healers on many levels. There are many people who are healers of the body, but there are also many people who are healers of social systems and pattern language. And, you know, permaculturists like myself are involved in trying to heal the planet. So we have something to give to our grandchildren. These are all healers, and so we feel like everyone of good intention should be able to find their way into some asset, some facet of the fivefold mission. Yeah. That's why it was put together that way.
Chief Cloudpiler, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We're healers, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Cheely, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPrepares.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPrepares.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking with Chief Cloudpiler of Nemenha. The website, nemenha.org. NEMENHAH.org. NEMENHAH.org. Link on the website, page one. Chief Cloudpiler is there. And he will be at the Get Prepared Expo. Chief, the fivefold mission, our fivefold mission, as a healer of human beings or animals, and the fivefold mission, a person must be willing to commit to at least one or more of these, as I understand it, as a healer of human beings or animals, as a healer of family, as a healer of community, as a healer of society, and the fifth is as a healer of the planet. And I've accepted responsibility and believe that I'm in all five of those categories. Is that what you see most of us doing?
In fact, the majority of our memberships don't find themselves in each of the mission statements. I do. You do. I'm so glad that you've taken that. You know, you've decided to do that. Most people are one or two or maybe three of them. To be very honest, most of our membership are really healers of people, individuals and families. There are those of us who are involved on greater levels in leadership and in the community and society and the planet. But we're kind of few, understandably few.
Mm-hmm. I would think that the instructors that are involved with us at USA Prepares, who are Namenha, would be more than, certainly more than just one. And as you know, as I was thinking about Dr. Norman Shealy, he would certainly be in all of them. He's got a microphone, an antenna. He communicates with the world on the internet. He travels the world, and he literally is healing people all over the world. So I'll tell you, I am just delighted to be in the organization. I'm not kidding.
Well, I'm delighted to have you in the organization.
I mentioned to Norm Shealy that I think you have me in the smoke signal department.
Yeah. I like that metaphor. It's hard to get information out. You know, when you're somebody like me, it can be difficult. And, you know, I'm so trained in the word of mouth, grassroots sort of thing. But technology is kind of a mystery to me. So it's a wonderful blessing for all the Namenha to have folks like you and Norm and Ignacio Garcia and others who are involved in, you know, and have a little savvy when it comes to technology, because this word has to get out. People need to know that, you know, this is the nature of our nation. We have rights that we just don't know about.
Mm-hmm. And is there any legal requirement? Is there any requirement whatsoever to, and I'm asking this because I'm sure our class wants to know, to fill out any paperwork with any federal, state, local, county, city, town, agency of any government to become part of Namenha?
No, you do not have to report your ministry. It's like any other religion, except in those states that require you to say, you know, go in and register at the clerk's office if you're going to be filling out marriage licenses. I think that is the only area where we do have to comply. Some states do, some states don't. But as far as reporting to any government agency, there is no office in any government agency that is designed or dedicated to the collecting of such data. There is no authority given by government to collect such data, and certainly no authority to act upon it. We're not an enrolled tribe, so the BIA, you know, we're not a recognized tribe, so the BIA has no jurisdiction whatsoever, and frankly, don't even want to know about us.
Isn't that great?
It is. You know, I'd rather be invisible to government than the alternative.
I love it. Chief Cloud Pilot, thanks so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Get Prepared Expo. Schedule will be posted on the website. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparers.com. Please stand by, class, for Michael Evans. He's on with hour number two. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.